40 Fest is returning to Brazil and Clay County on Saturday, September 17th. On today's Focus on the Community, we will talk with Josh Alsup. He's the president of the Brazil Main Street to tell us more about this big day coming up. And Josh, we're doing this 2 weekends in a row. You were the guest last weekend for the Chamber of Commerce in Terre Haute with your full-time position, but you're on a volunteer basis in Brazil. Tell us what Brazil Main Street is, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, I kind of do this in a volunteer role. I am the president of Brazil Main Street. And Brazil Main Street is an accredited Main Street organization through Indiana Main Street, really focused on revitalizing downtown Brazil. So a couple of the things that we focus on is creating kind of a more beautiful community, a more economically vibrant community, and also something where people just want to be. So there's some different focuses of that. You know, we do street cleanups, we have flowers, we have some, we partner with the Chamber of Commerce at the end of each year to do a hometown Christmas event, which is a scavenger hunt on Small Business Saturday, a Christmas tree lighting, all those sorts of things. But our signature event, and by far the thing that takes up most of our time, is the Route 40 Fest. And we're happy to bring it back for the sixth time this year.
And for those who have not been to 40 Fest, tell them what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a street festival in downtown Brazil from 59 down about a quarter mile to Depot Street. We have all types of fun. So we have live music. We have a cruise-in, which is a car show. We have food trucks. We had kids' activities, craft vendors. And also this year, we're kind of revamping our fun zone a little bit to where we've had mostly in kind of inflatables in the past in that area. But this year, we're kind of beefing it up and adding some more entertainment. So we're going to have an axe throwing trailer that will be available. We're going to have a spider jump that has trampolines with kids. There'll be a train ride that's going up and down the street, taking people back and forth. We'll have our dunk tank again this year. And then we will have a couple of inflatables as well. But that's really one of the big changes that we're making that we're really excited about to beef up and make it a more fun and bigger festival.
Well, I will admit the first time I saw 40 Fest, 4 or 5 years ago, I was shocked. I couldn't believe how significant of an event it really is. The fact that 40 is closed from 11 in the morning till 7 at night, and the traffic can maneuver around and get around to make it work, of course. But to see all these vendors set up, you had what, roughly how many vendors usually buy space?
So, well, the first year we had about 40 of them. And by total space this year, we're going to have 135.
That's amazing. That's great. So, and the vendors are everything. I mean, you might see arts and crafts, you might see food, you might see what other kind of things?
You might see some local businesses, some nonprofits come and set up. But yeah, just a little bit of everything. And that's kind of what makes our festival a little bit different than our vendors, is that we love to have the craft vendors, the food trucks, and also the nonprofits and businesses as well, because this really is a community event. And I always kind of like to see that oftentimes we'll have some businesses that set up for 40 Fest that I know don't set up anywhere, any other event throughout the year, because it's not their normal thing. But that's what's kind of cool about it, is it's really a community-wide event and it's a gathering place. You mentioned closing down 40. What's funny is I don't know how we ever actually got that to happen, because if we tried to do it now and we hadn't before, I bet we'd probably get told no by our friends at the Indiana Department of Transportation. But hey, I don't know. Somebody pulled some strings 5 or 6 years ago. And now, you know, it's kind of just routine. We're able to do it. So that's what's kind of cool. It's a national highway. And we're able to shut it down and really get no questions asked.
We just have to hope that 70 stays safe that day, so we're not the emergency detour, you know.
Yeah.
So, although I guess it would bring a lot of people to town, though, wouldn't it?
So. Yeah. And honestly, the traffic has never seemed to be too much of a problem. One of the things I wanted to mention that's one of the coolest traditions to me of 40 Fest is the Great Dane Trailer that we have that that is kind of the gateway between the festival and then 59. So Great Dane and Corey Lookaville kind of donate a trailer to us that blocks off 59 and 40, sits on the end of the street, and it always has a unique design. This year, I think, is going to be really cool. It's meant to be sort of a postcard of welcome to Brazil, but then guides people down to the new revitalized fountain down at Forest Park that's had some work done recently. So we took some ideas from Brazil, Indiana, and also Brazil the Country postcards from 50 or 60 years ago, and they came up with a design that's cool. So when you come in, definitely take your picture in front of that. It changes out every year, but I especially am excited for that design this year.
Very cool. And I know there's new flagpoles down at the Brazil display at Forest Park, so that looks nice.
Yeah, it does look really nice. It's pretty awesome to be able to drive in, and you know, that's just one of those examples of an incremental change that you know, if you were to drive on 59 past Forest Park a year ago, it really looks different now than what it did. And Brazil Main Street, you know, we're focused on the downtown area of the community, and I always like to say that your main street's kind of like the living room of your community. It's where people spend the most time. It's where business activity is. But we also want the rest of the community to be vibrant as well, because we benefit from that. And then, you know, the rest of the county benefits from a thriving Brazil Main Street. So, you know, the fountain is an example. It's about, you know, half mile off of US 40, but it really is cool, and people will drive down there and be able to experience that the day of at the festival. And it was, for those that don't know that are listening, I'm not going to pronounce it because I'm going to get it wrong, but I think it's the Chafari das Canto.
You're better than I am.
I said I wasn't going to do it, but I decided to do it. But was donated to Brazil, I think back in the 50s from the country of Brazil. So that fountain has always been at Forest Park, and they recently received a grant from United Way to add some flowers and some flagpoles and get the fountain running again. So that area is just awesome. So we wanted to highlight it this year on the trailer and point people down that way. So I encourage you, when you're at the festival, maybe before you leave town, or even if you live here, just drive down and enjoy what that is. And hopefully it'll be a sunny day, so it'll be a good gathering and picture spot.
And the country of Brazil had their ambassador here recently on a tour, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah. They took him along Brazil Main Street and also took him to the fountain there.
Yeah. So Brazil Rotary, I know, helped Annie up for a flagpole, since I was in that meeting when they did that. So yeah, a lot of people came together.
Absolutely.
To help make that look nicer. And that's just one of the other reasons that we did it, because you want your gateway to the community to look very nice.
Yes,
and of course, that's what Main Street's all about. Let's talk about vendors. I know you got a lot of local vendors, but do you get people from across the state and elsewhere that are signing up for booths and so forth, I assume?
Yeah, we kind of get from all over, and we kind of always have, specifically with food trucks. I think we have about 21 food vendors so far this year. So we have some locally and specifically from Terre Haute, but we often sometimes pull from the Indianapolis area, an hour and a half away. So when you come to 40 Fest, you might be able to taste some food that you haven't before, which is pretty cool. And in terms of craft vendors, craft vendors like to travel to really good events. So what we've noticed is that each year we seem to kind of get even more and even maybe better quality vendors that want to be part of this, which is awesome. And it's really going to be probably the most amount of vendors that we've ever had. So Lucas, my brother, and I were out measuring the streets a few weeks ago to try to find every single inch of square footage that we could downtown. So I really think it's going to be, you're going to feel like, you know, you're at a festival that is encompassing of a whole community, which is really what this is meant to be.
Oh, that's great to hear. And is it too late to get a booth if someone wants to be a vendor?
Our application deadline was October 1st.
Of last year?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or I say August 1st. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Wrong year. Good.
August 1st. And so the deadline has passed. You can message the Brazil Main Street Facebook page. We might be able to find spots. Sometimes we have last minute cancellations, but at this point we're about fully booked up. So you might be able to fit in, but we'd have to see. Cause like I said, we're kind of finding every inch of square feet that we got on.
Well, that's
US 40.
That's a good problem to have though. Let's face it. And, let's talk about the day. I mean, obviously, you're going to be able to find good stuff to eat. There'll be a chance to get an early start in your Christmas shopping by checking out the various vendors. But then you can also support various not-for-profit groups with whatever they're going to be selling or promoting. There's entertainment, though, live music throughout the day, right?
Yeah, so we have three bands that are going to play for a couple hours each. So down in the RM Design parking lot, we're going to have a pretty big stage there. There's going to be three different ones. So we always have a church kick us off, you know, and kind of have an opening ceremony. So Berea Christian Church will be playing some music. And then after that, in the early afternoon, the Shane Lunsford Band is going to play for a couple hours. And then 4 p.m. Until 7 p.m. So for 3 hours, the Big Fun Band's going to come and play.
Oh, okay.
Which they always draw a crowd, and they're a great show, and we're really, really excited to have them.
Wait a minute. They're playing my reunion the same night down in Sullivan.
They must be. Are they really?
9 to midnight. So I hope that all works out. So
you know what? They are. They are one of a kind in terms of doing multiple shows. I bet they do it, and
yeah,
so they put on a show.
So 4 to 7 is your time, is that right? Wow, they've got to tear down and hightail it to Sullivan. Okay, well, I hope I got to talk to Rick and make sure we're still on the same page. But good deal. That's a great local band, and that's why I wanted them for my class reunion. 40 years, Lucas, it happens quick, just so
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it does.
what have we left out when it comes to focusing on not only 40 Fest, which again will be Saturday, September 17th, downtown Brazil, starts at 11 a.m., goes till 7. The street will be closed early to give everybody a chance to set up, but typically you've had, what, a car show, I think, as part of this?
Yeah, actually right outside your office here, from Franklin Street to Depot Street, we have a cruise in the Wabash Valley Rodders car club puts that on. So that'll be from 11 to 4. They always have dash plaques and a fun show. So I encourage you to come out and park your car along here. There's not many communities you can just park a car on and have a car show on a national highway. But we always love that. They always do a great job for us. And then after that, a couple of the UTV rider clubs are going to come from 4 to 7. So if you have a 4x4, feel free to bring it after the car show and park it along the road and just enjoy the festival. Come out and see the Big Fun Band since they'll be playing starting at 4 p.m. So that'll be down here on the west end of the festival. And then, as I mentioned earlier, down on the east end, closer to State Road 59, will be where all of the kids and fun activities will be, with the dunk tank, with the with the inflatables and spider jumps and axe throwing that we have. So we'll be charging for those attractions, but it's really kind of minimal, just so that we can cover costs, so we can make sure that we do this every year. So there's really going to be a lot of fun as well. So we're really looking forward to it. And the Clay County Humane Society is going to have a dog adoption area for a couple hours in the afternoon. So, Hey, come down and watch some music, eat some food, have some fun, and maybe walk away with a new animal.
Adopt a dog. Nothing wrong with that. So we've got two at our house, and they're just like little toddlers at our house. So
same way here. Same way in my house.
Can you think of any other highlights of Saturday, September 17th for the Brazil 40 Fest that's going on that we haven't touched on?
I really think we've kind of touched on everything. Sometimes we do have a few last-minute additions, so you never know. But what I would encourage, if you're interested in being part of this, we would love to have you join us as a volunteer that morning to help set up. We kind of organize. There's a bunch of logistics that go into it. But, you know, if you're interested in helping put this on, all you got to do is show up to our volunteer meeting on September 12th at 5:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce office. and really just show up. We'll give you all the instructions. We kind of need all hands on deck. This is going to be the biggest festival we've had, so we like to be prepared. And it's really not too difficult to volunteer. We won't give you the hardest job in the world, but it's kind of fun. It's organized chaos. And if you like being part of that, a lot of fun that morning, just making memories and putting on a great event. We'd love to have you join us for that.
So obviously you raise some money from this event. What do those funds get utilized for?
Yeah, absolutely. So it helps us, really, to be honest with you, put on the event for next year.
Okay.
So we have a lot of amazing sponsors that donate to our Community Cares campaign each year. But the money that we get from craft vendors, from food vendors, it really goes right back into the festival.
So basically, you're everything from trash collection probably to whatever the city might need if they charge you anything, or bands or anything else like that, that comes out of the money raised, right?
Yep. We basically put it right back into the bands that we have with the entertainment. I mentioned we kind of have some new fun zone options, and we're charging for it because we're trying to at least cover our costs. And this is the first time that we do it, so we're probably not going to cover everything, which is okay because we have other funding that we get from it. But yeah, every penny that you provide or pay that day, in terms of if you're a vendor or if you come and spend money at the Fun Zone, goes right back into putting it on again next year. And the more successful we are in 2022, the bigger we can make it in 2023, because sometimes we have to we have so many ideas, we temper them down, we kind of make it good, and then we're like, okay, next year we're going to improve it even more. So because last year was our fifth annual Route 40 Fest, we didn't have it in 2020. It was almost like putting it on again for the first time, and it was a great festival. Now we're really kind of back into our groove, and you know, we're hoping that this will be the biggest and best. And then we have plans to make this a really regional type event that is even more of a draw and kind of iconic than it is. So anything that you do to support us will just help continue to make this bigger and better for the community.
You mentioned this earlier, the charge of the Brazil Main Street, and it kind of got going, especially after the state and the mayor, Mayor Windham, they worked together along with the city council and the Board of Works. Huge upgrade with US 40 being paved, sidewalks being rebuilt, those beautiful lamps, which it's nice to see those banners hanging up on those lamps, but it did make downtown Brazil look more beautiful.
Yeah.
And I know as I came back to Brazil, for second time I've lived here now in my life, but you know, I bought the old Lifeites menswear building, and I think a lot of the improvements to Main Street, or at least National, helped me decide to invest in Brazil when I could have invested in Terre Haute or Rockville. I thought, yeah, let's bring Brazil their radio stations back. And I think everything that's happened along Main Street on National, you're seeing new business. I mean, we've got new restaurants popping up and some other new stores, and you're seeing some positive activity along the main drag here in town.
Absolutely. And, you know, the improvements that were made, the infrastructure improvements were, I think, kind of a perfect timing with a lot of other positivities that were happening right about, I think probably around 2015, 2016 was when those were complete. And just in terms of business investment matched up with that, government investment was really a chance to get all the balls rolling at the same time. But to your point, I mean, one of the biggest things of any Main Street downtown area is going to be businesses and business investment. And we've been blessed here to see that. You know, we're sitting here in a radio station, you know, on Brazil Main Street. I don't think people probably realize that I don't imagine there's a lot of main streets throughout the state that have a radio station on their main street. So we have these, and really a lot of amazing restaurants, more to come, and some that I've heard through the grapevine that I'm excited about that I can't talk about. But
More good stuff happening.
From what
good.
I hear. But yeah, I mean, all the business investment that we've had, I've heard stories that there's people that have wanted to start their business downtown and they just can't find the space to do it because it's either being upgraded or it's already in use. So yeah, we just want to continue to see that.
And by the way, that's a fair point, because in a lot of communities this size across our state or many others, you drive through those towns and there's a lot of empty spaces, and we're not finding that issue here. There could be an exception along National or elsewhere, but for the most part, yeah, the space is being used, and that's a good thing. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's always vacant spots, and we'd love to see new businesses go into there. But yeah, generally for a community of our size and type, I think that we're really trending in the right direction there. And I'm somebody, I see a vision that's 10 to 15 years out, and I'd love to see even more. But just looking and driving up and down today, I mean, it's awesome. And that's what we want to highlight with the Route 40 Fest, is just be able to plant your feet in downtown and spend some time. One thing I did want to mention where the Route 40 Fest kind of got started was I wasn't the one that started it, but somebody showed me an image from 1901 and 1902 of a festival that had happened downtown. And you just see people shoulder to shoulder with food vendors and having fun. And that's basically where this propped up from, and okay, wanted to recreate those. And so I think we've started to trend in that direction. And I hope we even get more people downtown having fun, spending some money at your local businesses, and just making memories. And again, I consider the main street of any community kind of your living room, as I've mentioned. And in your living room, that's where you make memories with your friends and family. And so that's what we just want to have here.
I want to bring this up because we've been trying to get this done for the past few years, and it just seemed like COVID screwed everything up like it has so many other things. But when I moved back to Brazil, you know, the fact that Jimmy Hoffa from the Teamsters was actually born in Brazil, yep, Indiana, born in 1913 on Valentine's Day. And of course, he was the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters from 1957 until 1971, when he disappeared. He's yet to be found. We assume he's deceased, of course, and we just don't know where he's buried at or wherever it's at. But we wanted to bring attention to the fact that, hey, Jimmy Hoffa was born here, and that's kind of a historical point that needs to be spotlighted. So not only did I get a hold of the State Historical Society, our own county historian, Robert Hostetler over at Lynn's Pharmacy, got him kind of put in charge of this once we got the funds, which, by the way, came from the Teamsters. Their international fund is paying the $3,000 mm-hmm. for a new marker. And we were hoping to have it installed before 40 Fest this year, but it doesn't look like we're going to hit that deadline due to the state still kind of backed up from COVID and getting...
Well, maybe we can next year. Maybe we incorporate it in some way.
Well, I hope so. But just for those that want to have a little sneak peek of what we're up to, it's going to be located right next to Bedwell Tire on the northeast side of 40 and 59. There's a strip of land that the state actually owns that the historical marker will be erected, and there'll be a nice flower arrangement around it. And we've even got a commitment from the Hoffa family that they're going to show up when we do the dedication.
That's awesome.
So I'm pretty excited about that. And we're going to take the family out to the cemetery west of town, because unfortunately, Jimmy's dad is buried out there, but someone apparently years ago stole the gravestone marker. So we're hoping we can get the family maybe to help us figure out a plan on what they want to do to go forward on getting that recognized, because there should be a marker, of course.
Yeah, there should be. Yep.
So we appreciate the Teamsters paying for that big investment to put that historical marker here, because you know this from the work you do, and we've got to wrap this up here in a second, but people intentionally drive U.S. highways these days as part of tourism and just going on vacations. And so if you can get someone to see a historical marker coming up, take a look, they get out of their car, they read it, well, let's stick around here for lunch, or maybe we'll go out and see where his dad's buried, and we'll maybe stay overnight. I wish we had a hotel in downtown Brazil, to be honest. I hope that's on the horizon.
I would love to see that also. Yeah. I'll put that out there. I would love to see it.
We need someone to invest in about a 50 or 60 unit facility with a conference room or two. And I think whether it's Great Dane and some of our other industries, I think they would utilize it. And nothing wrong with the wonderful Best Western we've got down at the interstate, but having something in the city, I think, would be major, and I hope that comes to fruition at some time. But don't know exactly when the Jimmy Hoffa marker is going to come up. I hope it happens before winter, but we didn't meet the deadline for 40 Fest, but I assure you it is coming, so we're looking forward to that as well.
It is.
You got about 30 seconds left. Anything else you want to say about Brazil 40 Fest on Saturday, September 17th?
I just encourage you to come out and bring your friends and family and really just start getting people excited about it. Like I said, it's going to be the biggest and best that I think we've ever had. And we really hope to draw more people downtown and just, again, make memories with your friends and family and people in the community. So just be ready to maybe come spend a little money on food and fun and sit down and watch some bands for a little bit.
And, folks, I will assure you, no matter where you're listening to us at on this program this weekend, bring the family, come to Brazil. You're not going to regret it. You'll find a place to park. You can just walk down the 4 or 5 blocks of National Avenue, and I think you'll end up spending a few hours, and you'll have a great day, and you'll definitely be back. So want to thank you again, once again, Josh Alsop. He's the president of the Brazil Main Street. He's also the community engagement director for the Terre Haute Chamber of Commerce. Boy, you're my first guest to get back-to-back weekends for the program. But
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, no, glad to do it, and that's what local radio is all about, making sure the community knows what is going on right here in their backyard, and we hope to see a lot of people attend 40 Fest on Saturday, September 17th, and I assume they can find out more on Facebook, right?
Yeah, go to Brazil Main Street on Facebook, and you'll find all the information.
Josh, thanks again, and I hope it's a big success, and thanks for all you do.
Thanks for your support.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is heard Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI, an hour later on WAMB, AM 1130, 106.9 and 99.5 at 7 a.m. Sundays at 6 on 105.5 The Legend, WVIG, and 7 a.m. on Sundays on 92.7 The Rock, WFNB. For a download of this show and other past programs, visit any one of our radio station websites. I'm Dave Crooks. Thanks for listening.